From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Thursday, July 11th. The city of Chico is being ordered to release information surrounding the 2017 police killing of Tyler Rushing. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
According to the news outlet Chico Soul, a Butte County Superior Court judge this week ruled in favor of Rushing's parents, who had submitted a public records request that was denied by the city. The Rushing family had requested access to an internal PowerPoint presentation made by the Chico Police Department. According to Chico Soul, the judge also ruled that the city must release the names of the officers on the crisis negotiating team at the time of the shooting. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Health officials are reporting the latest strain of COVID-19 is causing more severe symptoms than in the past, and cases and hospitalizations due to the disease have spiked this summer. The San Francisco Chronicle reports emergency room visits have risen by more than 20% in the state since the week prior. The paper reports the rise in cases is partially due to a lower vaccination rate. The Chronicle says health officials are advising residents to get the latest vaccine, which protects against newer, more aggressive strains of the virus. And in other news, it's been over 100 degrees in the North State for about a week now. Soaring temperatures also means soaring electricity bills. NSPR's Adia White has more on programs that can help.
PG&E customers are enduring one of the first prolonged heat waves since the company raised its rates in January. Prices went down slightly in July, but not by more than they've already gone up this year.
And then it comes to the point, are we going to take this money and pay PG&E? Are we going to get some food at the store? Are we going to get needed medication?
That's Roseville resident Sherry Salinas. Like so many in California, she says she's feeling the impact of rising electricity rates.
It has just stressed us out so much, and it has just been so very hard.
In a recent survey, NSPR heard from dozens of residents in the North State and Central Valley who say they've had to cut costs to afford their utility bills, and that was before the recent extreme heat wave. There are some local and federal programs that can help eligible customers pay off utility debt or upcoming bills.
The REACH program provides up to a $1,000 bill credit to help income-eligible customers with their past-due balances.
That's PG&E spokesperson Paul Moreno.
Simultaneously, we also have a program called the REACH Triple Match, which expands the income eligibility scale to include low to moderate income customers.
There's also the federally funded Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP. If you're behind on your bill, Moreno says customers can also set up a payment plan to avoid being disconnected.
If you need more time to pay your bill, and you certainly want to avoid any shutoff notices, please give us a call and we can arrange a payment plan for you to pay off, help you pay off your bill over a period of time.
He added PG&E does not disconnect residential services due to non-payment when temperatures are forecast to be above 100 degrees. Salinas has used the REACH program before, and she's enrolled in the CARE program, which provides up to a 20% discount. But she says it's not enough to keep up with rising rates.
So the discounts don't really help because they keep increasing or something's going on that it just keeps going up.
Still, she says she's grateful for what the programs are able to provide. In Chico, I'm Adia White.
Find a list of programs that can help with your bill at mynspr.org. This story was produced with support from the USC Annenberg Center for Health Journalism. And hot summer days are dangerous for both people and pets. NSPR's Ken Duvall has some tips for keeping pets safe when the mercury is rising.
The American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals recommends making sure pets have plenty of fresh water and shade and bringing them indoors when it gets really hot. Never leave an animal in a parked car. That can be fatal. It's also illegal in California. Cats and dogs are less heat tolerant than humans because they don't sweat. Instead, they cool themselves by panting. That's especially true for animals with flat faces like pugs and Persian cats. It's okay to trim longer hair on dogs, but never shave them. Dogs' coats provide a heat barrier. Cats benefit from frequent brushing. Hot asphalt can be extremely painful for pets. Dogs' feet can quickly burn on very hot days. If you can't hold the back of your hand against the pavement for 5 seconds, it's too hot. Also, be aware that your pet is closer to the ground and can heat up more quickly. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Finally, Colusa County Public Health is taking appointments for required school vaccinations. The department is reminding residents that some vaccinations are required for children from kindergarten through high school. It's working with schools to help students missing vaccinations get their shots. Appointments can be scheduled by calling the Colusa County Public Health Department. And those are your headlines for Thursday, July 11th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Norgrove.